Hello, Sam Eugenio here, and it's time for another episode of The Daily Nuggets. Today we are going to conclude our mini-series on goals. In our last three episodes, we have learned that developing faith goals is key to becoming successful in any endeavor in life. Our goal must be focused, attainable, individual, trackable, and heartfelt. Next, we've also learned that we are created to become like our Lord Jesus Christ, meaning we need to set goals in four areas. We need to set goals for intellectual growth, for physical growth, relational growth, and most importantly, spiritual growth. We've also discussed that setting goals is scriptural, and there are reasons why we need to set goals. It is a spiritual responsibility. It is also a statement of your faith. They focus your energy. Goals give you hope to keep moving and keep enduring. And goals also build your character. And lastly, good goals will be rewarded. It is important to set goals for yourself. I cannot say enough of that. But not every goal that you can set is a good goal that God is going to bless. So how do I know the kind of goal that God will bless? Ask yourself these two questions. Question number one, will my goal honor God? What kind of goal brings glory to God? Any goal that causes you to trust Him more, to depend on Him more, to love Him more, and to love other people more, to serve Him more, and to serve others more, and to be more unselfish. Those are the kinds of goals that God is going to bless. The Bible says in 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 31, "So whether you eat or drink or whatever you do, do all for the glory of God." Everything can be done to honor God. You can honor God by just taking out or just moving the trash. You can honor God by watering the lawn or washing the dishes. You can honor God by doing the ordinary tasks at work. How? By doing it with the right motive. Gratitude. If you want your life to bring honor to God, set goals that help you be the best you can be for God's glory and honor. Second question you need to ask is this. Is my goal motivated by love? God is not going to bless a goal motivated by greed, envy, guilt, fear, or pride. But he does honor a goal that is motivated by a desire to demonstrate love to Him and to others, because life is all about learning how to love. Why is it important to have goals based on love? Because if you set loveless goals, you are just going to treat people as projects. You are going to run all over them just to reach your goal. You're going to run over your spouse, your family members, your friends, and other people as you climb up the ladder of success. And God says, no. You got it all wrong. It's not about your accomplishments. It's about relationships. It's about learning how to love. It's not about yourself. Goals not motivated by love is a selfish kind of goal, and God is not going to bless it. 1 Corinthians chapter 16, verse 14 says, "Do everything in love." Your number one goal in life should be to learn how to love God, your family, your neighbors, and even those who are hard to love. That makes you more like God, because God is love. So, what goals will you set for yourself for the next year and for the next 5 years of your life? Evaluate your goals carefully by asking these two questions. Will my goal honor God? And is my goal motivated by love? Your attitude towards regular, lowly or menial daily tasks can change when you consider that everything can be done to honor God. And finally, as you begin to develop and set up goals for yourself, consider how God would feel about those goals. And secondly, consider how those goals will affect other people in your inner circle. That ends our 4-part mini-series on goals. We will have another series next time, possibly a standalone lesson. Meantime, everyone have a blessed weekend. Be safe out there, and God bless you all. See you next time.